You were with the Horse Commission then for how long?
I was asked to come out and interview for the job of Deputy Director of the Oklahoma Historical Society, and that would have been probably 86.
Yes.
I stayed there and fell in love with the history of our great state. As I mentioned earlier, being a layman and not an academic, they just needed management. They needed people in leadership that cared. I can remember saying to some of the staff that were researchers and professionals, guys, we have a very small membership, but if you would allow me to go out around the state and tell what wonderful things you all are doing to get lay people like me interested in the historical society history of our great state, I believe we can get members. And we went from, I think, 780 members to 7,000 members over a couple of years. It showed me that they believe that, okay, he might not be a PhD, but he really cares about me. And I did care about every employee at the Historical Society. And I did care about the 32 museums and sites around the state. There were 25 board members around the state. I can remember going up to Bartlesville and interviewing with Denny Garrison and Dr. Fisher over in Stillwater. These were people that cared about Oklahoma. And it was just truly, truly one of the blessings of my life to be able to go in and every day learn about our great state. I was actually learning as I was working, so it was new to me every day. We had two or three directors from around the United States that come in, but learning Oklahoma politics was not their forte. So I would get them in as deputy director, and we'd work them, trying to get them into how things work in Oklahoma, and they'd always have to leave because of the way our politics are and our politicians. So the day came where they said, Blake, you know, we're running out of hiring these people. Would you mind being the director? And I said, if the staff wanted me to be the director, I'd be glad to do it. Bottom line. And I asked, one thing I'd have to have is Dr. Bob Blackburn be my deputy because I needed that PhD academic in there.
What was Dr. Blackburn doing at that time?
He was in charge of the magazine and research. He worked there at the time, and I felt like he needed to be the deputy director if I'm going to be the director.
So you gave him that position then?
I gave him the position in 1990, somewhere in there. So from that day on, he and I were partners in making the Oklahoma Historical Society, I believe, one of the best there is now in the United States. And he certainly has gone on to really come through. The one thing we did get, though, was the beginning of the new History Center before I left there. And I can tell you the toughest job I've ever had was they wanted to put the History Center across from the governor's mansion, and that took buying 40 homes of African Americans that have lived there all their lives. So we took off meeting with them and talking with them every week, month, because we had to buy all 40 of them. The Tulsa World wanted me to condemn them. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because these homes represent the same thing I feel, and that is it might be a $23,000 home, but it's been their home all their life, and no one should condemn their house. If we can't pay them retail and ensure them that we'll even move their home over and even to include their neighbor, if they want to live next door to a neighbor, we'll buy and put them in a different area. But I had to have that feeling that if one of them did not want to sell, then we could not do it at all. The day came, and I remember it like yesterday. Her name was Mrs. Johnson. She lived right across from the governor's mansion. She had a sofa out in her yard, and she said to me, Mr. Wade, if you can get Governor Keating, Miss Keating, to invite me over to lunch on Sunday afternoon, I will then proceed to talk about selling my home, and all my neighbors will be real happy. I remember running to Governor Keating's office. I said, Governor, we got one chance. And he said, what is it? I said, the last remaining lady, Mrs. Johnson, wants you to invite her over for lunch on Sunday with Mrs. Keating. He said, do it. That Sunday came, and I went over, and she was in her best dress, sitting in that sofa on the front yard with her purse, waiting for me to escort her across the street. She went in, and it was at 12 noon, and I guarantee you, I waited outside till 2, 3. Finally, at about 4 o'clock, Mrs. Johnson came out with a signature that we had all been waiting for, and all of her neighbors were so ecstatic because now they were going to make all this money. Now, that's history. That's how the History Center is there to this day.
Yeah, that's a great story. 18 acres right across from the Capitol building.